were there in Vienna, there was a first event, so-called, and on that scale, on media architecture, the media architecture Biennale. And we were quite involved. Ludwig gave a keynote lecture, one of three, on basically a shortcut through the topics that you have also heard in the last week. And it provoked a lot of interest. And then I also gave a topic paper about the same. I did a workshop on the abundance of energy and its impact for architecture. And it provoked always the same question, whether abundance would be dangerous, let's try to omit it. So, but the discussions were interesting in that it showed us a lot of where the resistance comes from and what kind of arguments we need to work out and develop further. But there were at least two or three really cool presentations because they had a very different approach in trying to discuss what media architecture is, a very performative one. They had presentations with extreme velocity and speed. And they would basically serve on an enormous range of projects. Most of them they did this on their own, and then also the kind of associativity related to them when they did these projects. And you had almost no chance in taking out steps of argumentation, but overall a kind of image and of approach emerged, which was very intuitive in a strange way. And to see that this kind of engaging with the topics was very interesting and very cool to see. And I think two of them we will probably also invite to present here sometime, hopefully this year, probably next spring or so of 2011. There's a website which will be well documented. They filmed everything, they will put video clips online, and you can see the links of the people who presented and their own work. I can put that in a file on the server, and also the recommendations of the two or three which were really extraordinary, so you can check them out. They're very interesting. And overall, the topic that we tried to address again and again was that the paradigm really is for a new organicism. They were all very happy in finding ways of creating organic structures, organic systems, organic forms. And we tried to address, well, why should we do it and what do we gain from that? But we didn't get many answers to that. But interest in raising the question.
And what was on Thursday your experience with the structuralism conference?
Yeah. Do you have simple sentences for me?
It's not easy to get it down to a few words, but yeah, I understand. I think there could definitely be a shift from formalism to architecture as a material practice somehow. Designing process and behavior rather than form and geometry, but immersing ourselves in the possibilities of the material, not to optimize but search the space of possibilities. Some of the later speakers talked about just a few of them.
No, I do not need a summary.
No, but then I come here. I think it was a good idea, but I'm just not sure that was what they did, but they showed most of them.
Well, okay, yeah. Fine. It started. They tried. Now I will take later.
In the beginning there was a part of the theory, and I like one expression about deep decoration. One woman who was talking about deep decoration and gave a lot of examples, like
Mrs. Rappaport.
Yeah. And there was four guys. They were as structures. And the thing is that One of them was talking about Spanish pavilion, like on when I was in Barcelona, I was in Miara's office and I saw how they built the structure, how they built, like, and I was now I'm a little bit confused because they showed me this project in a completely different way than he did. So they've got all this big story about the scenography of the project and so on, and it looked more interesting than he showed. Only structures, the basic components, and that was a little bit disappointed.
So actually they dismissed completely the media part and
yeah,
focused on the structure.
Yeah. And you didn't have this feeling? Like, I know that he is
No, it's
I know that they are the responsible only for the structure, because someone asked them the question,
mm-hmm,
why you missed all the clue of the
mm-hmm
project, all this story, and they say, okay, we are the structures guys, and we are responsible for only the structure. But anyway,
it's the better part. Okay.
I'm interested is maybe first group of presenter. I think he created the facade of engineering, and then he controlled the cost of construction that make the algorithm of facade pattern. And then, yeah, it was a architecture is actually made by Zaha, and then it was a no new one, just organic form. But construction process is very unique because you use computer technology, and then it was developed to the construction control of money. So it's unique. And then last part is maybe Harvard professor, I'm not sure, he show to the Japanese computer fabrication, and then but he showed to the Japanese house construction site, but Japanese house is 80% made by factory.
And not going into details, your opinion about the whole.
Yeah, my opinion is, I think maybe it was related to the money equal design. Every time money equal design, but it's a no good idea because digital facility is related to the special one, only one design, I think it's important. So if go to the money or design is maybe go to the very, very bad way, I think. Also in the world with also similar design, lost to the different culture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, as you know, I thought we reply by email, so I already replied to you, but I had to leave after the first session because I felt unwell, physically unwell. But the four speakers in the first session, as I told you, it was fine because they were talking about very specific subjects, like the architect who created freeforms out of physical mold. What was his name?
Potman, or Sveen.
Mm-hmm.
From Potman from Vienna. Probably know him.
Anyway, he was so obstinate in his way of creating analogically these forms, and there was kind of a specific subject to address, so I like to.
Thanks.
Well, for me, there were two things that kind of struck me. One was that that was a very interesting day, first of all. But the lectures were in two kinds. Like, some of the referees were a kind of praise for materials, structures, and the way that first to find a way how something works and then make architecture out of it. And the second one was, we are structural engineers, we get a free form for the architect, we get the project, so how to cut it to make it possible. So the second part, the second type of referees were kind of how to make things buildable or possible to build. And that was interesting, to the difference between these two ways of building. And the other thing is something that I want to ask you what you think about, actually. Because Ms. Oxman, at the end, at the very end, she said something like, after the last part of referees, after the last part where there was guys presenting the materials and what are they doing in their institutions. And she said something like, let's not take from philosophy, let's and other disciplines, let's make our own new architecture. And what I would like to know what you think about it.
Just a moment.
Yeah.
I wrote down some ideas. The innovation in engineering is driven by architecture. The neo-structuralism in architecture obeys the design.
Pardon me?
Obeys the design. That was my after all the lectures. That's what my feeling, in general. The neo-structuralism in architecture obeys the design. The architect is the one asking questions. What makes the relation not equal? The only innovation was presented in terms of materiality. For me, it was very clear. Everyone saying okay, we got this, and the only way to build it was doing whatever with this studio, with this studio, with this studio.
Okay.
And the materiality.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I find the symposium fine, but somehow constrained. Fine because I think that it's important to share the experiences of your research with others, which enables you to test your own experience in different playgrounds. And not fine because I think that the whole thing was missing a serious theoretical approach and was concentrated mostly on describing it.
Exactly. It was... so there's this AD issue from architectural design about it, entitled The New Structuralism, you know, probably, okay? And Oxman was there, and his wife was there, and it was some kind of a very scary experience for me, because they tried to ideologize material and structure. And one could try to do that, but they did it in a silly way. So it was quite disappointing. Not saying anything about the technicians, as you said. Okay, they are doing a great work, and they are quite self-confident, and it is somehow valuable, and they know where their limits are. But the other parts, no.
What do you mean by idealization of material?
Oh, they proclaim it. That's the new paradigm. And that sentence, that claim was about 20 times in the first half an hour. That's the new paradigm. New structuralism.
And structure is...
They didn't explain. It was some kind of throwing claim. And structures, they mean really the structure you see, the scaffold. No idea behind it. Such only the structures you see. And this points to the... to the structure of conceiving the world in a very direct way, so to say, the thought that you can experience things immediately with somehow, and this is of course nonsense because you have to interpret, and therefore I do not like very much this term of Rappaport with this deep decoration. It's somehow a schizophrenic term. Anyway, okay, thanks. But your summary.
So if they are on new structuralism, this conference was about, this was a topic.
Mm.
So the question is there a new structuralism, or did they define that? What is the political intention? And is there a common view on you, between you, that how a new structuralism might be defined? So as an alternative approach to the experience there, this might be interesting. So most of these kind of things is that they just want, with these terms, they use them as a marketing strategy to claim a certain kind of architecture, which is very fast in media to propagate these kind of things. So there's a political, economical interest in doing these kind of things. So I think it's important just to separate what is their primary intention. So, and this is understandable, and I think it's a serious intention. And then with the concepts and with the terms, if you take them for serious, then I think it just with this experience and with combining with our setup, it might be a good exercise just to find what is the weakness of their approach and the argumentation, and try to make it better in the manifestos you are writing about architecture and so on. Just try to find what would be a better definition or approach towards new structuralism, if there's any need, you know, or say if it's nonsense at all to use these kind of terms. But independent from that, it's interesting to see how their strategies are to get to form a community and to form attention, make marketing for their kind of architecture, and use thinking concepts, new concepts, new claims as a brand. So this is obviously is working. So but this has to be separated from the term, from the concept itself. And so
after all, it's quite the opposite of what philosophers in the 1950s and 60s define as structuralism.
Yeah.
It's quite the opposite.
And just by using their arguments.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing just the opposite. That's really strange.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They're just reading the text in the opposite way, as I mentioned. Yeah. This is this Schumann I worked it through. But it's not a structuralism, it's a neo-functionalism. It's a pure functionalism.
And that relates to the kind of answer I would give to your if you try as an architect from within your own discipline to create your own theory, you almost necessarily end up doing precisely that. You take terms which are affective, which have a great resonance. You don't engage with the history of their concept. You use them in order to label what you actually are doing right now with no context to that. And this is what comes out, a strange sort of superficial branding claiming that has no...
I mean, what Oxman said in the beginning, that in the past, in the modernism and postmodernism, we had the form and then the design and then the material as decision making. That means first thinking about form, and today I would even say we should first think about the client and then about the form and then about the design and then about material. And he turned it quite from, I don't know.
It was Rivka Oxman, no?
Yeah. But both Robert and Rivka.
Ah, okay. From Alpha, Tel Aviv. Or where they come from? Tel Aviv.
Even advises to back to what I didn't understand, what I do not agree. like to back to vernacular architecture.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the point? She said we had the material and then
there are no reference that we can know them from 20 years and never met them 20 years ago, 15 years in terms of artificial intelligence in case there's reasoning and all that. Always have been around on the conferences and they have been extremely weak but present all the time. And there was they're teaching at university, there's no building practice, and they had no programming practice, just talked around, make some theories about the concepts others are doing, and if they are now in the field of structuralism, then it's just a game. So this is, I think it's not a reference.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So.
There was another conference to new structuralism in Stuttgart, I think.
In
Karlsruhe.
Munich.
Yeah.
Munich, yeah.
It would be interesting to compare their program and maybe you can find the papers online. I think that was, as it seems from what you are telling, I think the one in Stuttgart was more ambitious and also more conceptual, I think. Might be interesting to compare.
It was Munich.
I think Benny was there, no?
Yeah.
Benny and Georg.
Okay.
Probably it's a follow-up. It has been the follow-up of that, this one.
Mm.
Because there was a strong connection to Zurich. And Kamatsukura had been there as well. But there had been a new structuralism conference, I think, and 1 year ago, last year, in autumn, it was new structuralism in Munich.
Who organized this one here? Was that
Architecture Forum.
Architecture?
Okay.
Was it a big event or?
Less than 100.
100.
80. 80.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's good.